I started my new job at Will Rogers Airport. I say new job, but I was really just moved to a different airline and working on the same ramp agent position. Now I have to tell you that I have a crippling fear of heights. And my least favorite part of being ramp agent is when I have to climb in a cargo bin or rear loading plane because it's about 20 feet above the ground. The first thing is it was raining. Not just light raining, but pouring rain with a few scattered lightning flashes and random power surges. Every now and then, we have dead bodies transported in the cargo bins. This was one of those occasions, and tonight was my lucky night apparently because my manager told me I was throwing this plane. Throwing mean, I was pulling the cargo out of the bin. It was the last plane for the night, and wasn't very much cargo besides the body. My coworker John pulled the ramp loader to the plane and raised it up so I can walk up to the conveyor belt to enter the bin. About four other coworkers come over with the baggage tug for the cargo. I say to everyone in a louder than normal tone because the rain was loudly smacking the metal shell of the airplane. I hope y'all are ready. I'm not trying to be out here all night. John laughed and said, "Don't worry about it. Maybe you can find a new friend in there," in reference to the bodies. I didn't think it was funny, but I chuckled and told him to shut up and let's get going. I climbed into the small and cramped space and sat in the bin as far from the human-sized white cardboard box as I could, and pulled my phone out of my pocket to select a playlist to listen to while I throw the bin. I find a good one and I start working. The conveyor belt moves at a snail's pace, and you have to wait until they scan each individual package, so I can't just throw them as fast as I want to get out of there. About 10 minutes into it, I'm getting closer and closer to this box and my music stops playing. I've had earbuds that short out when they get wet, so in the front of my mind, I automatically assumed that the rain somehow got on it and I just needed to shake the little water out of them, but they were bone dry. I checked Spotify to see if it was a glitch or a problem with the app, and I see I have an unread text. Did I get a notification and forget in the midst of my wrapped fuel baggage handling? The way my phone is set up, when I get a message, it will tell you who it is from, but it won't display the message. You have to access them and read it. The message was from an unknown number, which was odd because very few people have my number. I clicked the notification and I read the message, and all it said was hi. I sent a text back and I said, who is this? My phone displayed that whoever sent the message saw mine immediately after it sent. I waited and no response. I started my playlist back up and got back to my job. Shortly after, a crash of thunder that was so loud the plane shook made me jump at first, but I quickly rationalized it and returned to work. I noticed the conveyor belt was no longer moving. I yelled to John, "What the hell is going on up there? Why did it stop?" He told me to sit tight, they're going to drop off this load. I think to myself, where else am I going to go? About 1 minute later, it got cold, like I could see my breath cold. I wrote it off as just a cold front, and I reach over for some stranger's luggage to lean on while I wait. As I look over for a bag to grab, lightning went across the sky and I saw a quick flash of a little boy, 11, maybe 12 years old, sitting on a white box, staring at me with this eerily happy smile, and his head turned slightly to the side. My heart sunk and I froze, never taking my eyes off that box for what felt like hours. I was startled by the replacement conveyor belt darting up right next to the plane. I darted to the moving conveyor, crawling as fast as I could, trying to keep my balance and panic at the same time. I hit the ground and looked at John and said, "Nope, I'm done. You're gonna have to go in there." I didn't want to explain exactly what I saw, but John knew something scared me. So he asked me what was wrong and who was it. I stuttered a little bit and I walked away before I could say anything. Then I got a new text message notification that I heard loud and clear this time. It responds from an unknown sender saying, "It's your new friend." This incident took place in my old house in the winter of 2013, me being 12 years old. My mom had gone on a vacation to visit her friend in Bakersfield, California, leaving us home alone. My sister Aurora, who was the oldest at 21, would be watching us, as well as my brother Austin, 19 back then. Austin and Aurora had come back from the local gas station to grab some snacks, hot dogs, hamburgers, slushies, candy, and chips, and as well as Austin getting a pizza from Little Caesars, as we were going to watch a football game that night. It was December 15th, 2013, when it was pitch blackout, the game being either the third or fourth quarter. Even over the commentator and the loud sounds coming from the TV, we could hear a faint yet very slight scratching sound coming from the garage. It sounded like our cats were scratching the wood on the garage, or maybe one of the dogs. Addison, my little sister, was looking around for the dogs and cats when she found them in the basement all resting in either our billet room or the two bedrooms we had down there. Addison came upstairs and told us, and we were pretty reasonably shaken. The scratching continued, and it only made us feel more unsettled. Austin and Aurora looked pretty shaken when we heard a loud collapsing sound in the garage. It sounded like someone climbed up the ladder to our storage area, went through all of our boxes, and shuffled them around. It was when it hit us. Bailey, my other sister, turned off the TV, while Allie, another one of my sisters, went to go turn off the lights. Addison hid in one of my basement bedrooms. Allie hid behind the china cabinet in our other basement bedroom. I was hiding under my bed. Aurora and Bailey were hiding behind my parents' bed. Then someone opened the door to our house and slammed it shut. It was a man. The man said in a gruff voice, walking into the bedrooms,
"Aurora, Austin, Allie, Bailey, Elijah, Addison, I would like to give you some candy."
He also said our full names at one point, and somehow knew our middle names. The man started pounding on the three bedroom doors and screaming that he had a bunch of candy canes, and he just wanted to spread the Christmas cheer. Austin jumped on the man from behind, and he actually had a huge kitchen knife. Austin managed to stop him from stabbing or cutting him. The cops arrived a minute later, and the man was still in Austin's possession. Austin had left him for maybe 20 seconds, and when he went back in the hallway, the man was gone. We heard the front door shut, and Austin never caught the guy. Unfortunately, however, the story doesn't even end yet. One day, when I was 15, I was walking home from school with Addison and Bailey. Aurora and Austin and Allie had all moved out by then. I opened the front door to see everything shifted around, and the whole house was trashed. We found this incredibly odd, and even more, that it was a terrible foul smell coming from our basement. And five of our dogs, Rocky, Roscoe, Petey, Coco, and Bingo, were all clawing at the basement door. I opened the door, since Rocky, Coco, Bingo were all German Shepherds. They weren't scared, as Petey and Roscoe were Golden Retrievers, and they were petrified. Rocky went down first. He was acting very brave, and then looked in the basement bedrooms and started barking. Our basement bedrooms are like this. One is off in the billet room, and there's a door at the back of the room leading to another basement bedroom. One was our guest room slash office, and the other room was a storage room that was formerly our playroom. But Rocky was actually barking into our storage room. Bailey and Addison were upstairs cowering, while me and Rocky were downstairs in the storage room scavenging around the room. I turned on the fan and the light. Then I hear,
"Elijah, come down here, please."
I jumped, and the man from that one night in December stood up with a knife. Rocky pinned the guy to the floor, biting him profusely. I screamed for Addison or Bailey to call the cops, and they arrived in 5 minutes while Rocky was on top of the man. He was arrested and had been responsible for several crimes. I have forgotten about both incidents for a while, and we actually moved out of that house a few days ago, which was June 11, 2020. And when we were actually looking at the house for a last look, Bailey looked at the wall behind the china cabinet in the guest room and screamed. There was old carved blood into the wall that said, "I will come back." I will forever be grateful toward Rocky and Austin, both saving our lives. And Coco unfortunately died in August 2017 due to lymphoma. This incident will forever haunt me, and I hope we never see that man again. And I fear he will come to our new house. and he was sentenced to 12 years.